The people of the city of San Francisco, California, will be voting in November on whether or not to ban the practice of circumcision. There would be no religious exemption to the law, and a violation of the law would be punishable with fines of up to $1,000 or 1 year in jail. Jewish and Muslim groups fear the proposed law would keep them from fully practicing their religion in the city, and several Christian groups have also attacked the campaign as a violation of religious freedom. Supporters say the law does not target any religion and is a public health issue. Eric Rosbach is the National Litigation Director at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. He says banning circumcision would violate religious freedom in San Francisco.
My first reaction was, I'm surprised, but not that surprised. San Francisco has had a couple of different things over the years, which, despite its name, earn it the moniker of the most anti-religious city in America. For example, a few years ago, they passed a resolution essentially taking Cardinal Levada to task for promoting doctrines of the Catholic Church and essentially asking him to revise those. And this ban obviously affects a couple of different religious groups, Jews and Muslims. But it's same thing, the idea that government knows best and can kind of override religious beliefs, regardless of how important they may be to a particular faith.
How difficult is this on a religious ground? After all, the legislation doesn't mention any religions. Sometimes religious practices for other faiths in certain areas can be restricted. For example, peyote in some states can't be used by the Native American church. The proponents say this: there is no religious reasoning behind this. It's just saying that circumcision is barbaric and it should be banned. What is your answer to that kind of argument?
Well, I guess my first answer is just to say it's kind of silly to say that there's no religious dimension to it, because, of course, circumcision arose as a religious practice, and most people, if they've had any education at all, know that it arose out of the Jewish faith originally, and that it's still a duty and an important one within the Jewish faith. So the idea that somehow they can pretend that they're unaware of that, I don't think really holds water.
But at the same time, they will say that, so what? Female circumcision is banned in the United States. It holds religious significance in certain faiths, and no one minds when it's banned. Is that a legitimate argument?
Well, first, I think the female circumcision thing is a bit of a red herring, because it's not something it's not a religious practice. Generally speaking, it is a cultural practice within certain parts of African Islam. But that said, of course, there are limits to what religious beliefs can be carried out. If someone wanted to sacrifice their children to Moloch, the state would have a right and a duty to intervene and stop that, and it does that sort of thing. And usually, in most cases, there will be a balancing test. You see the religious obligation on one side and the state's obligation to protect health or life and limb on the other side. The problem with the argument that circumcision violates that is, first of all, there's been there's zero medical statements out there that say that this is a problem. Of course, pediatricians across the United States, at least, do this all the time. And the American Academy of Pediatrics also takes that position. So to the extent that they're trying to say that there's a medical reason not to, there really isn't one out there.
Now, one of the major promoters of this referendum has put out a comic book to help support it, where you end up having a, let's say, very Aryan-looking superhero trying to stop a very stereotypically-looking Jewish rabbi from circumcising a baby. It's been condemned even by some of the supporters of the proposal. But is there any significance to the fact that one of the persons who helped put this on the ballot has published such an anti-Semitic comic book?
Yes. I mean, first of all, there's just political significance because I think it helps people see that, you know, there really is a connection there. And despite protestations to the contrary, it really does have to do with the Jewish place within American society. Then second, it also has legal significance, and the legal significance is that if you can show that a referendum like this was targeting a particular group, particular minority group especially, then it's much less likely to hold up in court should it be passed.
And as a final question, should all religions be worried when something like this comes up onto the ballot?
Yes, I think every religion should be concerned about it. In reality, no religion is an island. You can't see the relationship between the state and religion as sort of a series of columns where the state interacts with each different religion. There's actually a real knock-on effect based on, you know, what happens to the Catholics could happen to the Jews or vice versa. What happens to Hindus could end up happening to Christians. So I think that every religious group has an interest in speaking up against this ban and fighting it legally should it pass.